It is peak season for romance scams. Ahead of Valentine's Day, Newsline spoke with Claire McHenry, the president of the North American Securities Administrators Association, about what to be on the lookout for.
Tell me, how do these scams work and how do they usually contact people, the scammers?
So a romance scam is when someone promises a romantic relationship in order to build trust with you. And then once that trust is created, they start to ask for money or for you to invest in something. It can start out with a small amount of money, but it can grow pretty big over time.
And contacts made how? On dating sites, emails, do they get a hold of, or how does it work?
So anyone with a phone or an email address can be targeted for a romance scam. We see that they start with a text, a post on social media, or a message on a dating app. They'll use fake names, fake stories, and fake photos in order to get you interested. In fact, according to the Federal Trade Commission, the number one contact method is social media.
And then what are people asked for? How do they wind up actually getting scammed?
They start by asking for small amounts of money. It could be something like asking to borrow money for a medical procedure or for a brand new investment that they're really interested in. These may be people who are bragging about how wealthy and successful they are and offering to manage your money or to get invested in what they invest in.
Has a certain amount of time gone by usually with the back and forth? Because, I mean, some trust would have to grow and some kind of relationship for someone to even ask such a thing, right?
They are looking to build that relationship of trust, but we have seen them try to move pretty quickly, and they'll use a lot of flattery and promises of love to make you to want to invest with them. And they'll pressure you for money. They may even threaten to end the relationship if you don't send money.
And what should people do if they suspect they might be the victim of one of these scams?
If they think they might be the victim of one of these scams, they should understand that they can reach out for help. You can go to NASAA.org, that's NASAA.org, and contact your state securities regulator.
All right. And what would be, just one last thing, what would be one specific thing people should look out for that you see often as far as wording goes with the initial contact for these kind of scams?
What we often see is that they're promising an investment with low or little risk and a high return. And that's just not how investments work. All investments carry risk. And so when we talk to people and they're on the dating app, they should be looking for love and not looking for financial advice.
All right. Good advice from you. That's Claire McHenry, president of the North American Securities Administrators Association.